Welcome to another Innovation Forum podcast. I'm Ian Welsh, and I'm with Roberto Viga, Head of Smallholder Policy and Food Chain Relations with Syngenta. Welcome, Roberto.
Good morning, Ian. Thanks for the invitation.
And we're going to be talking a little bit about Syngenta's work in sugarcane and also with smallholders. So, Roberto, to kick us off, why don't you give us an outline of Syngenta's work in the sugar sector specifically?
Yeah, sure. As you know, Syngenta is a leading player in the crop production arena. So we are quite active in many different crops, and sugarcane is one of those. So we are working with a lot of sugar mills globally, Latin America being one of the most important regions, of course. We are very much developing protocols and technologies that are really meeting the needs of the farmers. For this, we have teams in place, directly on the ground, working directly with the sugar mills, working directly with the management teams in order to understand where the trends and pressures are coming from, and how we can better support our business partners.
And what are the particular challenges for working with smallholder farmers, for example?
The difference between sugar cane and other crops are, let's say, more mature status, that, for example, vegetables or bananas, that have had for many, many years implemented practices that are, say, more sustainable, if you want. It is quite obvious. And that's why we see challenges today in the sugar cane industry. Environmental pressure, social conditions, labor conditions, and low commodity prices are, of course, one of the challenges. And when you translate this into smallholder farming systems, it is, of course, much more complicated. That having said, the support of farmers is also quite relevant. Companies like Syngenta are trying to bring this support to the farmers and try to really help them not only with access to technology, but also with services. So capacity building, which is extremely important, once again, very much needed in the smallholder farming systems.
Perhaps you can give us some examples then of some specific challenges facing growers and what exactly you guys are doing to help.
As I said, if we think about environmental services, and let's go back to the fact that we are a crop protection product company. So pesticides are, of course, very important for sugarcane, but the responsible and safe use of pesticides is ultimately our main goal. So we want farmers to use our products in a way that are going to help them to meet the technical requirements, the technical needs in order to improve the control of the pests and diseases that are attacking sugarcane, but also support farmers to produce in a more sustainable way and have better yields, of course. That's also something that farmers need to have as part of the value proposition for companies like Syngenta. Again, if we think about environmental challenges, application of pesticides is one of those particular challenges that you can see is sometimes not so easy for farmers to do it in the right way. So we have programs like Halcon in Latin America. We are supporting the mills and the farmers with application technology. So we do the application for them so we can ensure that the amount of pesticides, the rates that we're using are the appropriate ones, and that we are completely mitigating any potential negative externalities to the environment. That is just one example. Also in Latin America, we have another initiative called AgriCast, which is basically a weather monitoring system, and that allows us to understand, you know, what are the challenges that farmers are going to be having in the coming days, and anticipate those challenges and make sure that we can support the farmers with information so that they can prepare themselves to have a better performance and better management of the fields.
How is technology developing the systems and products that you're offering then? How are things developing? Is the kind of rate of change fast with new technology coming on all the time?
That's a very good question, Ian. I have to say that before being a crop protection company and seeds company, Syngenta is an R&D company. So our major strength is our capacity in research and development. So we have strong teams that are looking for solutions to the current challenges that farmers are facing, but also looking for solutions to coming challenges that farmers will have to face in the future. And this is extremely important in the current environment where we have climate change and water stress putting a lot of pressure on farmers. If I may say, our competitive advantage is actually having strong teams developing these tools for the farmers, which take a lot of time. I mean, we're talking about many, many years in order to have one AI, one active ingredient in the market. But this is our sundeta, so that's what we do. We do it every day. So we have an interesting set of products coming, and we are trying to put these products in the market in service of the farmers basically every day.
Let's think a little bit more in terms of what's driving sustainability in the sugarcane sector then. Where are the major drivers? What are you seeing driving the sustainable sugarcane supply chains forward?
If I think as a farmer, of course, cost is always one of the main elements that farmers need to work on in order to have a sustainable system. We mentioned before, the prices of commodities are always putting pressure on the farmers. So in order to have sustainable systems, farmers need to work on ways to reduce costs, to be more effective on directly in the field. That means being able to fight the diseases, the pests, in a way that is effective, that is cost-effective, that is technically effective as well, and in a way that is also preventing any potential negative externality. And here I'm talking about the environment, I'm also talking about labor conditions. So this combination of reducing costs while reducing environmental footprint and having a good labor performance are extremely important when we think about the drivers for sustainability in sugarcane.
And what are the opportunities then for players in the sugarcane sector and other parts of the value chain, beyond just perhaps where Syngenta sits, but what wider opportunities are you seeing in the sugarcane value chain and other commodities?
Yeah, I would say capitalized momentum. We are talking today about the sustainable development goals, and those who know the GIS remember that SDG 17 talks about partnerships. And that's for the first time, I think, the idea of working together so strongly communicated and so strongly suggested in order to really reach sustainable systems. So I would say that the real opportunities today is really maximizing the capacities, the expertise of the different players in the whole system, in the whole value chain. So really looking for an ecosystem where my capacity as a crop protection products company, as a seed company, by the way, also as a flower food company, we're also in the flower business, not only in terms of technology as such, but also in terms of services. And that's what we call solutions, this combination of these two elements. In addition to all the players along the value chain, when we put all these players together and we put all these capacities together, we can be much more relevant for the farming community. As you said, I mean, that applies to sugarcane, but that applies to other commodities as well, that applies to many other crops. In the end, the systems have been working, I would say, unfortunately, in isolation. So pieces of the value chain have been working together, but not the whole value chain has been working together. Not all the players have been really putting all those services and capacities on the table in favor of the farmers. So I think those companies who understand this need of really collaborating in order to maximize the benefits are the companies that are really going to be relevant for farmers. And again, I would say exactly the same on the farmer side. Farmers need to get closer to these companies and, you know, ask for their support, because many companies like Syngenta are ready to do so. It will strengthen these links along the value chain. We will ensure systems that are much more effective and that are definitely sustainable. That's what we all want.
Having every potential partner realize where their capacity is and how that's best deployed in partnering with other players, that's the trick, isn't it? But what are the barriers to that sort of partnership?
I would have to say aligning agendas, because we also have to understand different players have different interests and have different agendas and even different pace, and they prioritize their agendas and in different ways. When we think about this value chain collaboration, and maybe it's important to clarify what I mean by value chain, because I'm not talking only about crop protection companies and fertilizer companies and irrigation companies, farmers and traders, retailers, if you want. I'm going beyond that. I'm talking about academia as well. I'm talking about the civil society organization playing a very important role here. I'm talking about governments also being supportive in this process. So when you put all these players together, of course, the outcome is going to be very strong and very positive for the farming community. But at the same time, we need to understand that we're coming from different angles, and that we need to understand that we speak probably different languages. But the ultimate goal of all of us is probably the same. So trying to align agendas, trying to understand the other party language, and how can we identify those areas where we can collaborate and we agree in terms of language, in terms of pace, is definitely a challenge, but it's completely doable.
Yeah, I think that definitely exploring how collaboration can work most effectively and recognizing the common goals, definitely something that's going to be a major theme for this year and going forward, I think. Roberto from Syngenta, thank you very much indeed.
A pleasure, Ian. Yeah.